Hello, welcome to the professional development version of From the Hip. Yes, it's the professional development version, and the reason I say that is because it is a professional development day for my kids and for the teachers in our public schools. And it's interesting and very suspect, in my opinion, because we are beginning something which the kids fondly call, and the parents very unfondly call, March break. Well, unless you're heading down south into someplace warm, I guess then the parents don't mind. But yeah, so the March break starts actually next week. Today's Friday. March break is starting next week. And going into the March break, which is today, it is Professional Development Day, which means there's no school. Now, I've got many friends who are teachers. Lots. Some of my best friends are teachers. My question is, are the teachers at school today? Or do they get a extended March break as well? If you know, please comment, let me know. Doesn't matter either way. It's just an interesting observation. Good evening, everybody. This is Marv Albert. It's an interesting observation. It's probably not Marv Albert. What set me off to record today was I was listening to my favorite radio station, 105.3 FM here in Thunder Bay. Playing the oldies from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and even the current tunes. That's 6 decades of rock and roll, or whatever it was called way back then. And I heard the song Rock the Casbah by, you know, that crazy group, The Clash. And it reminded me, very interestingly, reminded me when we went to Florida for March break. But here is the kicker. It was 31 years ago, 1983. Why would I remember 1983? Because I had a shirt on in one of the pictures that was taken. And I don't know what it said. Something 1983 with the big 83, like football numbers on the front of the shirt. And I still remember the picture. We were eating at Disneyland. Even back then, okay, 31 years ago, Disneyland was so far ahead of everybody. I remember we went to this restaurant. This was so neat. And it wasn't very busy, but it was completely automated. I remember punching in what we wanted to eat. And then a few steps later, we didn't even see it, go around a little shelf. Our food was already there on a tray, literally 10 seconds after, almost as if it was beamed, Star Trek version-like. That's how far advanced Disneyland. I think that was at Epcot. Epcot was pretty new, Epcot Center. And Rock the Casbah. Why does that song stimulate a memory for me? Well, the reason it does is I had a Sony Walkman. My godfather, I was one of the first kids to get it. My godfather purchased it for me for a birthday present, which was April, right? I think it was, yeah, so March, April. It must have been from the year before. And I had a Sony Walkman. And I don't know if you remember. Work with me on this. Do you remember the first time you ever listened to stereo headphones? I do. And it was phenomenal. To me, it was almost like hearing for the first time. It was so cool to hear music in stereo. I couldn't get enough. And I had, you know, you're young, you had a few tapes here and there that your parents would get you. I had a few tapes, I don't know, maybe 5 at any one time. And then one of them was the Clash's tape, which had Rock the Cash Bar and I don't know. I just made it to my house. Hold on. And another, I can't remember what other song was in it. Some really weird songs and another one or two, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And Rock the Cash Bar. I listened to Rock the Cash Bar over and over and over again. And it was so cool. That's funny, isn't it? March break brought back memories. First thing I hear on the radio this morning is Rock the Cash Bar. I cranked it. Last night we spent the night at someplace called Victoria Inn. We had a room given to us from a friend who is not using it. And today is Robbie's paintball experience birthday party, where he gets to blast his friends, not online, not on an iPad, but in real life with paintballs. And mind you, the PSI on the paintball machines is going to be turned down, so there'll be no injuries. It's pretty cool. Outdoor paintball. And it snowed last night. It's beautiful. It's -5, which, guys, that is nice here. Very nice. So they're going to have a good time. And that's how we're going to start our March break, with a little bit of violence. Paintball should be fun. And that's going to be about it today on the drive. In a few hours, we're going to be paintballing. We're going to be balling, everybody. Paintballing. Rock the Cash Bar. Have a great March break. And we'll be talking to you soon.